Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Yeah, got to get over these summer colds. And,
oh, no, they're a pain.
We'll do the best we can, for sure. Well, on the cover today in the Las Cruces Sun News in your business section, I see that you are talking with a well-known nonprofit, Tresco. I did not know it was the largest nonprofit in southern New Mexico.
Yeah, and also the seventh largest in the state, is what they've told me. And they've been around for 45 years in one form or another. They weren't always called Tresco. They started out as a thing called Open Door. And then a couple different organizations sort of merged together in the early 80s, and Tresco was formed. But it's been around since, you know, 1968 is when Open Door got its start. And they, of course, work with people with disabilities in a variety of ways. They help people who need to find employment, who are disabled and who are having trouble finding employment. And they have job coaches who work with those people. And they work with employers, too. And they're always trying to find employers who are willing to hire disabled folks. And they do training. They have classes to help people get prepared for the workforce and all that sort of stuff. That's a very interesting and a very needed service here. You know, you also have Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which does something similar here in town, too, a state agency. And these two groups will work together as well. But, you know, there's always trying to get past the stigma of, you know, someone with a disability. And this could be a, you know, a mental disability or a physical disability, just something that fits the, you know, the definition of a disability. And, you know, they help them find work. They also have contracts themselves with, like, the state and with the federal government.
Mm.
And Tresco will hire people to work on these contracts. So, for instance, they take care of, do maintenance and cleaning of the rest areas along I-10 between here and Arizona, actually between Texas and Arizona. And they do on along I-25 between here and Albuquerque. So those are jobs that they hire people with disabilities and train them and have them out working on those jobs. They also have contracts at White Sands Missile Range, several different ones. Everything from maintenance to janitorial to stocking the store out there, and also working at the, you know, at the cafeteria. And I got to get out there and meet some of those folks a year or so ago. And it's a very neat program, and they're a nonprofit. They have about more than 500 people who work for them, counting the people with disabilities who work on those contracts. And the people who they have about 20% of the people who work with them have disabilities. And when you add into that the people they're working with in the community, they have about 220 workers with disabilities who are working thanks to Tresco.
Okay, wow. Lots of information about Tresco and certainly doing good work in the community.
Yeah, it's a very good story.
All right.
Well, of course it is. I wrote it. But I meant the very good story.
Is
of
this Modest Monday?
That's right. But their story is good, I guess, is what I meant.
I knew what you meant. All right. In the profile this week, someone who does very important work, alterations. For anybody that has needed to have that done, I've been in that boat. Interesting. And this is a woman who actually moved to Las Cruces recently.
Yeah, Laura Fayette, she has been in this business for nearly 3 decades, and she was in Farmington for a long time, and she's moved down here and started up her own business on the downtown mall area in April. And, you know, it's interesting about alterations is that, especially during the recession and everything, the business for a lot of those people went up because a lot of people were trying to conserve instead of becoming just the throwaway society that we had kind of become to some degree. People had, hey, you know what, maybe I can reuse this piece of clothing or such and, you know, not have to buy another one. So it's a very interesting business if you look at it, you know, from a macro point of view. But as far as Laura's business, she was up in Farmington and she moved down here to Las Cruces. And she sews her own stuff as well. She does medical scrub uniforms. She does stuff for the military. And she also makes dinosaur stuff, is what she calls it. It's dinosaurs, stuffed dinosaurs. And they represent her three children. is what she says. And each dinosaur carries a different facial expression. So it's a neat little business she has going on there.
All right. And what's new this week, Brooke?
Well, we have a couple things. One of them is not restaurant related, so that's changed for lately. But if people notice up on Three Crosses, right near Three Crosses at North Main Street, there's a 99-cent store. And sort of behind there, there's been a project going on, and it's going to be a new apartment complex. And it's scheduled to be a 200-unit complex at one point, but this is the first phase that's going on. It's going to be 40 units, and it's three-story buildings. And they're all going to be three- and two-bedroom apartments, and all geared towards families. The rent for a three-bedroom place would be in the low 800 range. And they're going to have solar on one of the buildings, try to make them energy smart. And so the cost of the first phase is about $2.7 million. And this is Summit Development who is doing this. Harlow Dynek is the owner. So he's built apartments before, and this is a new project. He has that land there. And so a lot of people probably notice that going up, and that's what's happening.
All right, interesting.
Also, we have another Vietnamese restaurant here in town. At 504 East Amador, if you can picture, it's sort of this place that's in between Amador and Loman. And this is a family. Nancy and Joe are the couple who own it, and they are from Vietnam originally, and their family has a long cooking tradition. They've run a cooking school in Vietnam and things like that. And they have a restaurant already in San Diego, and they still have one back in Vietnam, too. And so we now have we have Pho Sai Gon, and now we have this place. It's called A Dong, A and D-O-N-G.
All right. And finally, the Babbling Brook this week, I see we're getting into Simplify Your Life Week, something we all could probably stand to do a little bit of anyway,
yeah,
simplifying
really.
Things.
Excuse me. It starts on Wednesday, August 1st, to Simplify Your Life Week. And, you know, I talk about my own desk. I got Post-it notes all around and a few business cards laying here and there. I still got my Rolodex and various papers and notebooks and my coffee thermos. You know, I'm a neat person trapped in a messy person's body, I've often said. But it's this is a good time as any to sort of clean things up and streamline a little bit. You know, studies have shown that, you know, if you have a streamlined sort of neat work environment, you do better. Now, we all have known exceptions, people whose desks or work areas are just crazy messes, but they know where everything is. But there are some tips. You can have a designated place for everything, and when you're done with something, put it back. Or if you get something new, put it where it should go. You know, have a purge. Get rid of a whole bunch of stuff, stuff you're not using, stuff that's accumulated. You know, choose certain times a day to respond to voicemails and emails and that sort of stuff instead of doing it constantly. That might not always be possible, but, you know, you can sort of streamline your day by doing it that way, too. And make sure your work area is clean before you leave. That way you come in the next day and you don't have that hanging over your head. A little less stress to start the day.
Some good advice, and sometimes kind of tough to do when things pile up.
No, it piles up fast, as you know.
It sure does, especially in this business. All right, Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He is with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.
Stories and more in today's paper. He's with us